Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great worship gathering here yesterday. Mr. Philip Evans brought the message, and always a pleasure to have him join in sharing God's word and as we fellowship together, as we grow together. And he talked about redirected joy. And at the heart of a redirected joy is understanding the humility that God calls us to live with. As we're working our way on this exceedingly great joy sermon series through the book of Philippians, took a look at the passage, a familiar passage to many, where the Bible tells us that we ought to have the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and became obedient. And so this week, each weekday morning broadcast of our devotion and prayer time, we're going to talk about a different aspect of humility. And today we're going to take a look at Proverbs 15:33 with a humility that leads to honor. And Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor." I suspect there are times where it doesn't look that way or feel that way. There are people who, well, for lack of a better word, tend to puff up themselves. They create honor for themselves. They, well, come across as very arrogant. But the difficulty with that, while it may look appealing, it's not a honor that will last. How much better to live a life of humility such that others initiate the honor that you receive? The Bible tells us that when we gather, go to a feast or a banquet, we ought to take a seat at the back. Because if we take a seat at the front and those seats aren't meant for us, we'll be embarrassed when the host comes and says, "You have to move." But if we live with the humility to just be satisfied, and we sit at the back and the host comes in and says, "Wait a minute, you're more valuable than that. Come on, sit up front here." You know, what a greater response. A response born out of a humility that doesn't impose our own desire, that doesn't presume something that's not been said. And when we live with this type of humility, those are the people that I want to honor, those who quietly serve, not doing it for the recognition, not patting themselves on the back, not jumping up and down saying, "Look at me," but those who live that life of faithfulness day in and day out. Oh, probably won't get a lot of recognition from the world, but it's that life of humility that brings us to the honor of Jesus saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I think of the scene described in Matthew 25 where the crowd is gathered and some are cast out into darkness and some are welcomed in. And neither side really knows why they got the treatment that they got. The one side, it becomes obvious, is because they cared about themselves. They were not willing to serve others. It's not that the serving others earn us a place in heaven. It's not that we get there because we do the right things. But there was not a surrender to the Lordship of Jesus, not an obedience to Him, not a cleansing by Him that would have led to wanting to please and honor Him. Now, the other group, on the other hand, seems to have responded to Jesus in a way that it was just natural for them to obey Him, to obey His command to serve others, to consider the needs of others to be more important than their own. And they would visit the sick and the prisoners and clothe the naked and feed the hungry and take care of the poor. Not that they were earning credit with God or with anyone else. They were just doing it because it was the right thing to do. They were doing it out of a humility that was not bragging on themselves. And Jesus says, that's the reason. You cared for me. You cared for me as you cared for others, expecting nothing in return, doing it because it was the right thing to do. And when we live with that type of humility, with that humble spirit that seeks the right thing to do, not according to our own definition, but according to the Word of God, and we do it not for recognition or glory, but because we care. There are many times where we want to do something spectacular, and we bring our own camera crew, whatever that looks like, and say, here, take photos, take pictures. And there's a line somewhere between reporting so that others can be encouraged and bragging. And the good part, the good news of that is God knows where that line is. And generally we know where it is in our own life. We really don't have the authority or the ability to judge where that line is in someone else's life. But we certainly know, or at least have a good idea of what our motive is. And so this honor that comes after humility begins with the fear of the Lord. It begins with the wisdom that comes from the Lord. It begins with understanding the need for humility, the need to look at ourselves correctly. Now, humility is not an act of self-defeat or thinking of ourselves lower than what we really are. It's thinking of ourselves and viewing ourselves honestly in light of God. We recognize the value we have, but it's a value that comes from God. And we recognize the value others have, and it's a value that comes from God. And so this isn't a type of humility that we walk around saying, I'm just not good at anything. I just, everybody's better than I am. Everybody ought to succeed, and I'll just survive. That's kind of like a pity party. The humility that God desires for us to have. He says, I'm a child of the living God. And as a child of the living God, I have a responsibility to lift up others, to serve others, to make my Father known, to make my Savior known, to live in humility. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has valued us as one whom you created, one whom you sent your Son to die for, one who you've desired to redeem, to buy back, to purchase us with the blood of Jesus, to cleanse us from the sin that we've committed. And Father, there's nothing in that that ought to lead us to pride, because none of the result of that is of anything that we've done or could do. But it ought to lead us to a humility that appreciates how much you value us, appreciates how much you value others. A humility that leads us to serve and to love and to make you known. And God, we recognize by your word that it's that humble spirit that is honored by you. As we humble ourselves, you lift us up. When we live in pride, you oppose us. So God, help us today to live and to know the humility that leads to honor. An honor that really makes you known even more. And Father, may we understand the example of Jesus, who humbled himself in the most drastic way possible, only to be lifted up and honored above all else. So God, today, as we humble ourselves, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.